USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Near record numbers of Americans are making their way home this Memorial Day weekend. TSA checkpoints have averaged about 2 million travelers daily for the last 7 days. That's approaching pre-pandemic levels from 2019. This, as AAA reports, the national average for the price of regular gasoline is now $4.61 a gallon, a new record. This motorist telling CNN she's changing her travel plans.
I certainly have rethought some of my summer plans, both in flying and in driving. I won't do quick trips down to Florida to see family and stuff in the car.
President Biden spending part of his Memorial Day by laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A Memorial Day tradition continued Sunday in our nation's capital, remembering those who never made it home while serving their country. Motorcycles were all around Washington, D.C., participating in the annual Rolling to Remember demonstration, which was previously known as Rolling Thunder.
We need to remember where we came from and who we are as a people. Without these people that fought for our country, we wouldn't be here today.
The annual event honors the 82,000 service members deemed prisoners of war or missing in action. A jury is ruling that Gibson guitars have their own unique shape. Gibson had filed a trademark suit against Dean Guitars over several of the instrument's shapes. The decision came in favor of Gibson, saying the company's guitar shapes aren't generic. Dean Guitars was found guilty of infringement and counterfeiting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
On this Memorial Day weekend, USA Radio News would like to highlight some of the things being done to honor our military veterans and family members who have lost loved ones on this holiday weekend. The Honor Project is a new initiative that was spearheaded by the Travis Manion Foundation that recruits volunteers to visit the grave sites of fallen service members on behalf of family and friends who cannot be present for themselves. Co-founder of the Honor Project, Emily Dominich, discusses with the Independent Women's Forum She Thinks podcast what she loves about this project.
It's valuable for the volunteers who are there on the day to take those photographs and visit those graves. It's valuable for the family members who have someone visit their loved one when they can't, when they maybe live across the country and can't make it. And then it's valuable for people who can just follow along on social media and see our hashtag. It's hashtag The Honor Project, and see those photographs and read the names of the fallen when they take a moment on their Memorial Day weekend. So it's a really incredible multi-layered project that I hope, frankly, we at some point can expand to cemeteries all across the country.
The new ambassador to Ukraine is arriving in the capital city of Kyiv. Bridget Brink was just confirmed by the Senate on May 18th. Brink writing in a tweet that she's honored to join the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv to stand with Ukraine as it defends itself against Russia's invasion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.